Dear Diary, yes, I am well aware that this has been a very trying year. Now, I'm not going to sit here and waste your time running down all the things that suck here in 2020. You already know what they are. And if you don't, can I be you? Or at least can I have a sip of whatever paint thinner or marijuana juice is you're drinking? Because here's the deal. I don't care how difficult things have gotten. We as a society have advanced enough that we should never have to accept one-ply toilet paper. People, we're better than this. I don't care how scarce things get at the store. We should always still have two-ply available.
Oh, but you know, supply chain and the demand and stuff.
Ah! Zip it. Two things. First, the one-ply people seem to have figured out the mythical supply chain. Every time things get all scarce at the store, there's good old one-ply showing up out of nowhere like a stink bug on your bedroom wall. Never saw how it got there in the first place, but there it is, looking all stupid. Second, I don't care if the people at the store have to open up these packages of one-ply and hand-roll them together into two-ply. Do it. Stinking grocery store made enough money this year as it is. You can afford to put a toilet paper roller on a payroll. Nobody needs one ply. Shoot. Even if you have a dang septic tank, you should be able to handle something better than one ply sadness. And if you can't, move. It ain't worth it to live life that way. You know what else we're better than? Old mops. Yeah, that's right. I'm talking mops. Those ratty, raggedy-looking old-school mops that people used to have during, like, Cinderella times and stuff. And I guess, ultimately, I don't care because I just won't buy one of those stupid things. But what drives me crazy is that they're still being offered for sale at all. I hate when things that don't work are still out there for people to waste their hard-earned money on. Like that tack stuff that they sell you, they say you can stick on a wall and hold stuff up. Yeah, it don't. Ever. And yet it's still there, making money. Hey, I have an idea for a product. It's terrible and never works as promised. Now give me $10. Okay, you know what? I'm not going to lie. Mops and wall tack. This is what it's come to in the Anger Diary? This is the best I got? Well, let me just say, coronavirus. What? Everybody else gets to use it as an excuse. So there, coronavirus. Till next time, Diary, I say goodbye.